Welcome to the after show at warm1013.com. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Go for it.
So yesterday, Nate had pictures for football, and when he got home, he had to go to another practice and normally have him change his outfit and things like that. And I go, so we're changing. He goes, no, I don't need to really change much because I didn't sweat that much. I go, what do you mean? You had a two-hour practice. You run around. And he goes, I knew I was going to get pictures, so I didn't
I didn't try too hard. He didn't fully exert himself.
He didn't. His hair wasn't even wet. Usually it's soaking mess.
Well,
because the guy told him, you're going to have pictures, because it was a guy that set this up. Tony pointed it out earlier. You're going to do pictures for football after a two-hour practice. But that's okay. You can go take a shower first if you want. What 12, 13-year-old boy is going to go in the shower before? They're not going to do that.
Yeah. Right.
Well, here's the thing. He didn't break a sweat, which is sort of like Brady last night. Tom Brady, I don't think he broke a sweat in that game.
It's so ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It makes me dislike him even more.
See, I love him.
I he's the GOAT.
How do you not like the guy? I'm sorry.
I have a visor that says the GOAT.
Yeah.
That's for Josh Allen, honey. Okay?
Not yet.
You have to earn the GOAT.
Just you wait. Just you wait, guys.
Hey, listen, I would like nothing more but for him to win seven Super Bowls, okay?
Oh, but, I love it.
So this is a great little story. The oldest known Yiddish text is a letter from the 1560s.
They sent texts back then?
Well, yes.
Oh, jeez, they were way ahead of us.
Wow.
My God, what happened? Anyway, so the oldest known Yiddish text is a letter from 1560 from a mother to her son complaining he doesn't write her enough. Even back then.
Oh, yep. Nothing has changed.
Now, my mother, this is like a great story. When I was in my mid-20s, you're supposed to call your mom every other day or something. You know, call once a week, right?
At least.
So I went like 2 weeks without calling my mom. And I'm 24 years old. So I call, and here's what she says. Oh, you're back.
I still love this.
It's one of my favorite stories.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's another weird little fact for you guys. Until 1915, it was legal to mail a baby through the U.S. Postal Service.
Stop it.
Yeah.
How is this possible?
I don't know, but I'm sure people did it.
And how much? What's the cost?
Well, you know, everything's... I don't know. I don't know if you do it. Depends. If you're doing priority mail. I would think you would do a baby priority. I'm just saying.
Oh, what the heck? Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So, Nikki, I saw nature happening yesterday outside my home. It was wonderful.
Was it a Rudd family vacation? They're doing it like mammals on the Discovery Channel?
No, it was two eagles.
Oh.
They were not doing it. They were eating. What happened?
Oh, okay. Because the Rudd thing is you always see things mating.
Right. Well,
yes.
Of course. So I'll tell you that story in a minute. But I saw, I'm in my kitchen. I look out the window and I see this big, beautiful eagle, going down toward the water, right?
Oh, wow.
Grabs a fish with his talons, starts coming up out of the water, and another eagle appears out of nowhere. Now, and I didn't see if they were fighting or whatever they were doing because they both just disappeared. But it was the coolest thing seeing, first of all, eagles are just amazing, right?
They're beautiful.
They're beautiful. And it's just to see two of them, it was just magnificent. No, I saw, this is, you're going to laugh, this summer, I saw butterflies mating.
Shut up.
I am not making that up.
Oh, my goodness.
It was remarkable.
It
took a while. We watched it. Kim and I just sat there and watched because we were very close. We're sitting on our little, lawn area and right on the water, right by the sand. Butterflies mating. It was really interesting. I've never seen that in my life. It was just really,
that is
very
weird.
Cool.
I like it, Tony. Everybody gives me crap because I had a weird upbringing. I told you guys the other day, we like to go to cemeteries.
Mm-hmm.
That continues to be one of my, I love going to cemeteries, and I'm teaching my bonus boys how to, we do contests, like find the oldest tombstone.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
And like find that, it's so amazing when you look, oh, this person was only this years old. Oh, what year did they die? What could have it been? I don't know. We're weird like that. But my family also, my mother was very frank with me about life and the birds and the bees.
Imagine that.
So if I had questions, she would tell me. She would just leave me wondering because she says inquiring minds want to know. And I wanted to know everything at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's causing some issues in my new home. You know, our boys are 12 and 10.
Yeah.
And for me, they ask something, I'm going to tell them. I mean, it's just how I was raised.
Your husband's like,
so
no.
They're like, so what's this thing that girls go through? And I'm like, well. And she's like, no. Oh, stop it.
Yeah, I would let dad and their biological mom go with that one.
You know,
I do it too, though, because in my house, my mom was very open as well. So Nate will ask questions, and I'll start talking, and Jason will look at me and go, really? Like, that's too much. That's too much information. He doesn't need, all that.
Listen, I learned it on the bus like America learns it,
right?
Okay?
My son looks at me and goes, I already knew that.
Oh,
from the
goodness.
Bus.
Exactly. That's where you learn all the good stuff, the bus.
There's
always a kid that knows something.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right? There's always a kid that knows something. You just hang out to that kid and you know stuff, too. Might not be the right stuff.
Right. But it's the stuff.
Or the stuff your parents want anybody talking about.
Exactly. But it's still stuff. Stuff counts.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, enjoy your weekend.
Yes. I'm so excited. We have nice weather.
I know. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. So, yeah, the last few weekends of actual summer. I know it feels like fall, and it might as well be, but it's going to be nice. So go do some apple picking. The apples are getting ripe.
Shut up. Are they ready?
Yeah, well, they're getting close.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, I know.
I wanted to go out on the lake. I thought maybe this weekend it might be warm enough.
It should be. It's going to be in the 80s.
We might go tubing, Tony, if you want to hop on.
I'll be home, baby. No, I'm not tubing. I'll follow you around. All right? All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.